Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 5th of January. A Merciful and Faithful High Priest. Through his offering, Christ's life is multiplied and given to every person who will fellowship with him in each of his wounding events. By this life, we are able to endure our sufferings, which he made his own and now shares with us as a fellowship. By this means, we can be delivered from our sin to live only by his life. The Apostle Paul made the profound statement that in order for Jesus to become our great high priest, it was necessary for him to be made like us and to experience our sufferings and temptations. Specifically, Paul wrote, "Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." In the covenant fellowship of Yahweh, before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Yahweh's Son did not consider equality with the Father a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself of his glory so that his end was in the Father, and he was begotten as the Son of God by the word of the Father. The Son offered himself further, being made lower than the angels, as he was brought forth as the Son of Man from the womb of Mary. As the Son of Man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death as a sin offering in Gethsemane. In all of this, Jesus was faithful to the Father who appointed him as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11, Hebrews chapter 2 verses 17 to 18, Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 7, and Hebrews chapter 5 verses 5 to 6. For further study, Philippians chapter 2.